B-Roy seemed like he's taking it to the next level. Did you scrimmage or play with him at all when he was at the U, and what do you think about his game and how he's playing right now?
I love his game. I've always been a fan of Brandon Roy's game since his senior season at UW. That's why I was able to follow more of him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, being on the East Coast, I couldn't see a lot of him, but I love his game. He's a tremendous talent and do a lot of things with the basketball. He can score in a lot of ways, and he plays so deceptive. His quickness is real deceptive. You know, he doesn't appear to be very quick, but he can get to where you want to get to on the floor. He makes that team go. He makes that whole entire team better, and he's a very aggressive player. And you know, I love watching him play, but you know, now I got to go guard him, so I'm not a fan on Tuesday.
What do you need to do against him defensively in order to contain him?
I think, you know, you just got to pressure him a little bit. It's hard to stop a scorer and stop a guy that's real aggressive, especially in the NBA. You know, you can't really touch that much. And, any contact is a foul. So the best thing to do is just challenge every shot, try to keep him in front of me and make him shoot over me. That's the biggest thing. I'm going to have help from our bigs because they like to run a lot of pick and rolls. So it's going to be a total team effort. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm looking forward to the game.
Obviously, it's been some connections with the city, with Nate down there coaching Martell and then Brandon down there as well. He sensed a bit of a rivalry with the Seattle connection and Portland being so close.
You know, maybe. I don't think I've been here long enough to talk much about a Seattle-Portland rivalry because I don't know the entire history of it, but it may be. It should be. It's only a 30-minute flight. But, you know, Nate is going to come out. They're going to want to win, obviously, on Christmas Day, and they have a great streak going right now. We got to go down there and take care of business, too.
Damian, the game is kind of featuring a team on the rise and then a team rebuilding but with some good young parts and playing well in you. Is this an opportunity, a national TV only game, to show that the Sonics aren't, you know, struggling? I mean, that kind of thing.
It's no secret what's going on with both teams. I think everyone knows that Portland may be the hottest team in the NBA. And we're one of those teams that's been up and down all year, but everyone says we have a lot of potential. So, with the game being on TV, obviously takes on a different dimension with Greg Oden being out. But I think that's what the feature was anyway between Kevin and him. But we just got to go out there and play basketball and take care of business and not worry about what anyone around the league or anyone watching thinking. Just go out there and play and see what we can do. It's going to be a tough game. They're playing very well, playing with a lot of confidence. And we got this last win that's giving us a little bit of confidence. And it doesn't seem to be any pressure on us. So no reason for us to just go out there and let it all hang out.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, man.